Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Shanika with Nika's Talk. Today is, I think about it, y'all. Today, Thursday. Yeah. April 23rd. I hope all is well. I hope y'all being safe out there due to the COVID-19. I hope y'all keeping your loved ones and yourself safe from everything. And, you know, praying to God to give you another day, to show you wisdom, to show you discernment. He definitely has showed you the way. But today's topic, though, I just want to dive in. It's about just healthy ways, a healthy thing to do for yourself and your family while dealing with the COVID-19 situation. It's just basically a few healthy tips as far as eating. I mean, this is things that people probably should already know or maybe try to already be practicing. But a lot of leafy green foods, it's always our best friend. But we already knew that. Like, you know, your kale, your broccoli, collard greens, spinach. Things like that is good. Raw, even better. I know kale is like, disgusting raw. But what I've been doing is I drink it. You know, I just make smoothies and make me shakes and stuff. And I've been getting it in that way, which is good. Either way is good, whether you're eating it, drinking it, long as you can get it in your system. Also, some things that are very good in this time is drinking plenty of hot tea. You know, maybe no sugar, put some honey in it to make it a little sweet. Black tea, ginger tea, green tea, orange tea, one of my favorites. All of those are good things to drink in the morning, or try to drink it maybe like twice a day. I'll do mine's like breakfast and lunch. It's really good to help fight especially ginger. Ginger is one of the best things you can do. It's a little strong, but even if you can cut some ginger up in a pot, put ginger, garlic, lemon peels, lime peels, orange peels inside, and just and even with an onion with it, and let it just boil. And then what you can do is you can put like steam yourself, basically. Like, put a towel with that aroma and that steam. You put a towel over your hair for maybe like 20 minutes if you can stand it, or maybe 10 minutes if you can, but 20 if you can, and inhale that aroma, which will help you with your upper respiratory area, because that's what it affects. It really affects your breathing. And what happens is, a lot of times the mucus, some of the things that we eat has helps build mucus in our systems, which is not good. Like a lot of dairy, I don't know if people like cheese, pizza, you know, milk, things of dairy has a high level of mucus that helps us, our bodies contain it. So like the food I was just telling you about, like kale, spinach, broccoli, things like that will kind of help eliminate it and kind of like detox your body. Plenty fruits, vegetables, what else? Let me see. I'm pulling up my, I had a list of stuff because I don't want to tell you anything wrong, but the list states, I had it and then I lost it. Is this it? It's a whole lot. Wait a minute. I'm sorry, guys, forgive me. I'm scrolling. Oh, here we go. So, these are some things that can really keep you. Cabbage, raw, try to juice it. Black tea, which I said, black seed oil, vitamin C, zinc. I take the vitamin zinc all the time. Ginger raw root, apple cider vinegar, lemon zager tea or fresh lemons, elderberry. That's what I need to buy. Drink lots of warm liquid, kills virus in the throat. Hot shower, steam waters. Yeah, so everything I had left some stuff out, but everything that I was just naming is some of the stuff that you can use. Either you can find it at your local store, and it's so messed up now with everything going on. It's hard to find the typical stuff, whereas though people never bought before, now they're selling out of, because, you know, everybody's on this health kick, which is good. I mean, it's unfortunate that the COVID-19 had to bring better hygiene as far as washing your hands and eating right into play. But, I mean, better late than never. To do it at all. So, but a lot of these stores is running out, so you may have to probably, because I couldn't find ginger for the longest time. I mean, like, and I never had a problem before, but again, until this outbreak, you know, this COVID-19 happened, that's when everything was just, you know, off the shelf. So I don't know, but like, and again, it's still good. I mean, if anything that this event then shown us over this quarantine, then showed us over a few, this last month and a half or however long, because I know every state is different. I'm in Baltimore. I'll start, I believe, like March the 13th or the 18th or something like that. And we've been still in quarantine. I've been in the house by 8 o'clock. But if anything that this show you is that a blink of an eye, things can happen and things are gone. Just that quick, they done took people's livelihood away. In a blink of an eye, our government, our good old government, took that away from us. Talking about we ain't essential. Everybody's essential. What do you mean? When people got bills and things to pay and things happening. You know, they say, oh, don't pay your bills, but the bill collector ain't trying to hear that. I just, you know, at the end of the day, that shows that things can be taken from us in a blink of an eye, that God is still in control of things. The government don't really give a damn about us. I mean, I've been knew that, but for the people that don't know, now you know, government don't care about us. We're all about a dollar to them. That the system itself, whether you on the red side, blue side, Republican, Democrat, they all crooked as hell. And government is a joke, is what I've learned. But I've been knew that, though, a long time ago. But I'm just saying, it's just, you know, the news is a bunch of fake-ass news that keep repeating the same shit over and over again. And nobody wants to see every day. I don't mean no harm. I don't want to hear, all they trying to do is put fear, 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 fear all day, every day. Like, cut that TV off and just, you know, try to refocus. So what I've been doing, you know, just to stay positive and to keep myself, you know, occupied while I have this time off, is just, you know, I've been diving into my business. I have an online boutique. It's www.trendyisshe.com, where I sell women's accessories, clothes, shoes, and things for us ladies. And I've been really focusing more and getting more into that more than ever. So I guess my the point is of this is just, you know, this is take the time to really, whether you find yourself or, you know, getting in tune with nature, whatever it is that you truly love to do, this is the time to embrace it. You know, I'm not even going to lie, I spent more time with my daughter. We had, you know, some close times and stuff. I mean, in a way, you know, I didn't take it as quarantine. I took it as a little vacation, but that's just my situation. You know, everybody's situation is different. You know, thank God for me, I was able to save
money and stuff. So if I wasn't at work, I'm still okay. That's why it's so important to have, like, you know, extra stash or something, something put away, as they say, for a rainy day. But that's what I'm saying. This pandemic probably woke up a lot of people in a lot of the different ways that affects them. That's something that they can do differently or something better for the next time. Because I don't want to be like a bearer of bad news or anything, but this is probably going to be here for a while. It's probably going to be lingering for a good minute. Even after it's long gone, you know, the aftermath is still there of, you know, things happening and people traumatized, people lost lives and everything. So this is going to be a big impact even when it's gone, basically. But, you know, just for me, I feel praying and trying to stay upbeat and just trying to keep busy doing the things that I love helps me cope with dealing with this, you know, dealing with the COVID-19, you know, because this is something new. Our world have never seen this before, you know, and this is something new. And as what Trump say, this invisible monster just came about. It seemed like it's just not going anywhere. And I wish it does soon. But until then, we just pray, ask God for guidance, discernment, and we just keep it moving. And we just live to see another day. Because as we know, like, nothing's promised. You know, we're here today, gone today. So, you know, let's just try to make the best of it. But yeah, guys, just try to implement some of those vegetables and fruits or whatever that you can, or like the black sea oil or any of them. Even I take the vitamin C. Implement those things, and, you know, with your hand washing like you normally do, you should be fine, you know. Give people their space anyway, you know, as far as backing up and things like that. And I don't see why, you know, we can't get through this together as a unit and move forward from it. But it's going to just take, you know, everybody's effort. This is a team effort. And the one thing about this corona thing, it's no black, it's no white. Even though they're trying to put a black face to it, you know, like targeting blacks. I've read some articles. I'm just like, wow. But at the end of the day, we're all in the same boat, whether you're black, white, Asian, whatever have you. Everybody's quarantined. Everybody's stuck in the house. And the only people that's considered essential is healthcare workers and, you know, supermarkets and, you know, pharmacies and gas stations and things like that. But to me, it goes to show you how strong the body is. Everybody is essential because everybody plays a part in this working world. So everybody, I don't care how big or how small you think a job is, at the end of the day, it's still a job and it's still your livelihood. You know what I mean? Being taken away or taken for granted. So this quarantine has, I'm sure, have woken up a lot of people. In so many different ways. And I just pray that those ways that they've been awakened is just positive things and something that they can keep with them and to move forward in a positive manner, basically. So that's always good. But that's it. That's all I had to say for today. This is Shanika with Nika's Talk, y'all. Y'all stay woke, stay blessed. Again, check me out on my online website, www.trendyisshe.com, all one. And ladies, come check it out. I'm having some summer sales. And pretty soon I'm going to be giving a giveaway as well. So y'all stay tuned for that. This is Nika. When Nika's Talk, y'all stay woke, y'all.